The road in some of those crucial states getting ready to rally the troops. This match couldn't be tighter in the race for president. Will the current man occupying the White House get four more, or does Mitt Romney show up as the new president? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, a big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Hope you're voting, getting ready to vote, or plan on voting on Election Day. What are your thoughts as we're getting closer? 12 days left. Hard to believe. Doesn't it seem like it's been a very long campaign season? The third debate put to bed and people still tussling over who won that debate. Over 59 million people actually watched. So all three debates did pretty well in that department. The first one, of course, was the highest rated with 67.2 million tuned in, and the first debate very different from the third debate. It's interesting some of the things that have been fact-checked and dissected 24 hours after the debate. We'll bring up some of those because some of them are actually quite funny. In the meantime, there is nothing funny about voter fraud, especially to someone like me who takes voting very seriously. I grew up in a house where you had to have an opinion on politics from the time you were young. We talked about current events, and I couldn't wait to get the chance to vote. And no matter how I feel, even if I were disillusioned, I would go and vote because we live in a free society. We get a chance to vote, and there is no gun to our head. There is no forced candidates, so to speak, although I'm for the popular vote, and I would love to see a third party. There was even a third party presidential debate actually held in Chicago. Remember, we talked about that last week. But for now, we got two. That's pretty much what we're looking at. And I think no matter what, you should really exercise that right, especially for things happening locally and also things that are happening as far as your representation is concerned, meaning in Congress and otherwise. Perhaps maybe you're voting for governor. This is definitely a big election year if you look at it that way, without a doubt. And the polls just keep tightening. If you believe the polls, this really is a neck-and-neck race. It's that close. Too tough to call at this point. And like I said, to me, there's nothing worse than hearing about voter intimidation or fraud or any of that kind of stuff. So they had these bogus, that's the best way to put it, letters mailed to Republicans in Florida, official-looking letters telling mostly Republican voters that they risk jail if they went to vote. So imagine the people getting that, opening it up and thinking as they look at it that it's the real deal, but it wasn't. It was a fake deal. And they went out to 23 counties that they know of so far. This is definitely voter intimidation. So the governor, Rick Scott, is who pushed already for the purge of non-citizens, says, you know, we got zero tolerance for voter intimidation. And we're going to talk about voter intimidation with Carlos Duarte about how important voting is, about what he's seen as a guy who has been interested in civic policies in his little corner of the world in Texas, and he's seen voter intimidation for people of color, and he talks about that. He talks about what he's seen recently and what people are talking about, and how important the right to vote is, especially when you see people who become citizens and how seriously they take it. So the Florida situation, boy, what is going on in the Sunshine State? They just cannot get it right. The letters are in bold type, and it says that you could be subject to arrest, imprisonment, other criminal sanctions, all that kind of stuff. So the Secretary of State sent a message to all the supervisors of elections telling them to report the discovery of the letters and all that sort of stuff, because they hope they can nail whoever is responsible for that ring and knock it out, so that people vote and don't feel like they can't vote. Because there is confusion. There's people that are nervous about voting. There's people that naturally aren't comfortable anyway when they go into that situation, or are confused as to whether or not they're doing it right. You know how that is. So bogus letters, threatening letters, not good this close in. Somebody said to me, because we're seeing these high voter turnouts, early voting, that the good thing about that is if there's some kind of problem, you can nip it and still have a chance to vote versus waiting to vote at the last second. For most people, it shouldn't be a big deal, though, to go to the polls, and usually there's so many, especially if you live in a bigger area, it shouldn't be a big deal to go in and vote. And it's always, to me, there's something about voting on election day, so unless there's a reason why I couldn't, I wait till election day. But I know a lot of you vote early, and I think that's a good thing, too. You know who you want to vote for, you just go and do it, and there's no chance that come election day you won't have that chance to run out and go ahead and do it, because you'll get caught up in something else that's happening. Sometimes we talk technology here on America Tonight, and I wonder, and I just said this a couple of days ago, how hooked up are you? How many computers do you have? How many devices do you have? And there's yet another one. It seems like every time you turn around, there's another one, right? Apple has the iPad Mini. You look at some of the others that are out there, so naturally, Apple is going to have one. I mean, they have the iPad, but this tablet is so much smaller. It weighs less than 7/10 of a pound, and they think this is just another revolutionary step for the company. The smaller iPad is much cheaper than the regular iPad, the big baby. This is like $329, something like that. And a lot of pre-orders started on Friday and have been very, very, very brisk. The sales have been very brisk. But is it worth picking up another one? Is it worth shopping and getting another one? I mean, you know, it gets to the point where it's like the guy in front of me the last time I flew. You have to take out your computers and everything. He had a Kindle. He had an iPad. He had a laptop computer. He had two BlackBerry devices. He had a cell phone in his pocket. It's like, man, who is this guy? He's running his empire from his briefcase. And he was all over the place, too. I felt bad for him. Because now, you know, everybody's pressing down on you like it's festival seating and you've got to get through. And you feel that pressure to hurry up, throw your stuff in the bin and get through. And the bins start flying. And, boy, this would be another thing. I bet you he probably hooks up with this. And then this is just another thing that he's going to have to take out and put through the screening process as he goes through the airport. So we'll talk a little technology as well. But coming up on the flip side, at least for this first one this hour, interesting, some of the comments from last night and what has really resonated with people. We'll talk about the bayonet next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you done the early voting thing coast to coast? I'm starting to get a lot of emails from you about that. We're going to hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. Big shout out to my pals and listening to the show on WVNJ 1160 AM, The Voice in New York, New Jersey, Rockland, and Westchester counties, also on Long Island. Talk about a lot of accents. I know as I grew up there, I grew up in that area, you could always tell the borough that someone was from. It reminded me of being in Ireland where Irish people could tell you the parts of Ireland people were from by the way they spoke. And there was a huge difference from the accents from Northern Ireland to the Republic of Ireland. The people in Belfast spoke so quickly. Let me tell you. All right, speaking of talking quickly, remember the reference in the debate to the bayonets? And it was kind of a funny offhand comment that Obama made when he was talking about Mitt Romney beefing up the military, saying, you know, we need the military, we shouldn't cut the military. How could we cut the military? So then, upon further review, and everybody and their brother was doing this, in checking with the Pentagon, which is always the best source, it turns out that, yes, there are horses and bayonets in Afghanistan, and the amount of the bayonets is at, if you add up all of them, over 500,000, and they're making more of them because that's what happens. That's the kind of warfare there. Yes, there are drones and whatnot, but you have soldiers who are in the positions of going in looking for insurgents, etc., when they comb houses or believed to be Al-Qaeda or Taliban spots. They've got their bayonets. So the bayonet industry apparently was upset with the president with the debate comment that he made because they're thriving and surviving based on the equipment that the military is using. Like I said, I don't know how many people would have thought that. I think in our minds we knew they were using bayonets, but they really are using them, particularly now in Afghanistan and for the situations that I mentioned in combing streets, et cetera, and especially going through the houses. And Sally in Washington called us in a previous show and said that, talked about her son and the fact that he had sent a picture of a horse and talked about what was going on there, her son who gave his life to serve the country. Sally, well, welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, the bayonet comment really has been just booming all over the place because it turns out it's even bigger than we thought.
Yes. Thank you, Kate, for allowing me to share. I've got a lot to say. I'll try to talk slow and distinct like you.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a quote that said, because you were talking about voter suppression.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's by Joseph Stalin, but it says it's not who counts it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. And I'm very concerned about this election being stolen because of voter fraud. Mm. And another thing I want to say about my son who gave his life for this country is he joined the U.S. Air Force in 1999. His vote was never counted in 2000. In fact, none of his votes were ever counted.
Oh.
And I come from a military family, as you know. My daughter just got back. She joined the military after her brother died, and she just got back in October. She was a nurse, and she went there to help wounded soldiers. A flight nurse. And I believe that, and maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that two-thirds of the military do not want President Obama back as commander-in-chief. And I'm going to tell you why. I made a list here of things. There's a quote, too. It says, those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. The first thing I noticed, I didn't get involved in politics until my son died. But I noticed that in 2009, President Obama nixed the missile defense shield in Poland, which would protect Europe from long-range missiles, which Kim Jong-il, who's dead, and Ahmadinejad were testing these missiles, if you remember.
Right.
And the next thing I remember is 93 of the top officials in Poland died in a plane crash. Where? Russia. Then I remember the apology tour where Obama skipped over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that he bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia, and I got very angry at another talk show host yesterday. I don't know if I should say his name, but he said that President Obama and George Bush bowed to the king of Arabia, and that made I hunted for his number to call him. When I got it, I couldn't get through. But George Bush never bowed. In the Muslim world, bowing to another person is servitude. Now, George Bush walked hand in hand. He may have kissed him. In France, they kiss each other in the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
They may walk side by side, hold hands. I don't care. That's not bowing. Bowing is servitude. And I want to correct that guy because that's a big deal. George Bush never bowed to anybody, you know, as president.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
Then the next, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely. Yeah, that's
okay.
Clearly there's video and there's some shots, but none of that ever happened, no.
And so, you know, people don't make that mistake. And then the thing that bothers me about Saudi Arabia is that on 9/11, there were 19 hijackers, and 15 came from Saudi Arabia. And in the Muslim world, we had a guy that was I went all the way to state convention for Ron Paul. I was a Ron Paul supporter because he was a military, and that's my criteria for
sure.
President. Of course, we only got 5 delegates for Ron Paul in Washington State. But anyway, that's who I was for. And many military people were for Ron Paul. And the next thing that I wrote down here was that President Obama did successfully get Osama bin Laden. But loose lips sink ships. My dad was a POW in World War II for over 2 years. And he was captured by Rommel. And he taught me and all the rest of my brothers and sisters, loose lips sink ships. And leaks came out of the White House. And after Osama bin Laden, I don't know the time frame, but 31 of our special forces were put on a slow-moving Chinook helicopter. That's really amazing because that's a lot of soldiers to go on there. Usually they carry maybe 8, 12, but 31 were put on there.
Yep.
And the SEAL Team 6, there were 3 Army Rangers, 2 Air Force PJs, and 1 combat controller, which that's what my son was. They were the Red Beret.
Mm.
They were combat controllers.
Yes.
And so this slow-moving helicopter had no fighter jet at its flank. that was brought down by RPG, and there were leaks coming out of the White House. And so then, too, I have called about green on blue. Green are the Afghan soldiers that in Afghanistan that we train, and we're the blue. And
right.
Over the summer, there were so many killings that I don't understand why on 9/11 protection was pulled from Libya when Ambassador Stevens actually made many requests for it. He had told them that Britain had left. So that's my...
Wow, Sally, I'll tell you what, that's a mouthful of what you said, and I agree with everything you're saying, your timeline, all your information. The Chinook attack was a disgrace, and information coming out leading to why was it moving the way it was moving, etc. And again, more loss of life there, and the timeline and the pieces that you've put together, you're absolutely 100% right. And so when you look at military, as you said, I'll tell you why. And you're backing up what you're saying. Why would the military, most of the military, why would they vote for Romney and not vote for Obama? I mean, you pretty much stated the case right there.
I have one more.
Uh-huh.
And this was on Time Magazine this summer. You can look it up. Our soldiers are committing suicide one a day. And not many people have serving, but they're... You know, I think it's like 1% of the families. But we are at war with Muslim extremists. We are at war. This is not an overseas contingency. This is damn war. And it's killing our sons and daughters and husbands and wives. And I get frustrated. This police, you know, like Fort Hood, workplace violence. Excuse me, that guy yelled Allah Akbar as he shot 40 of our unarmed soldiers, killed 13. If you count that, I think the baby, one of the women was pregnant.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, this is upsetting to me. And this is why 2/3 of the military do not want this commander-in-chief back. And that's mainly what I wanted to say tonight. And I didn't get to have Ron Paul. Like I said, I went all the way to state convention for him. But I'm voting for Governor Romney. I already did. But thank you for letting me say that.
Sally, thanks. Big hug from us here at America Tonight. Thank you for your family's service, your daughter. Thank goodness for her safe return. And we've talked about, obviously, your son before. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, you know I say this all the time. I mean, listen, we all want fair and clean elections. But the problem is when you make a statement like that, there's some real shenanigans also going on under the guise of saying what I just said. And there are people that are complaining that are seeing this happen, that they're saying, listen, we're being kept from voting, legitimately being kept from voting. And these are, in some communities, people of color with a Latino background, African Americans, etc. We've got Carlos Duarte in the wings with us now. He's a Texan who's been working to try to help some of the communities know what their rights are, know what their democratic rights are when it comes to voting, so they don't get shut out at the polls. And obviously, you know, this isn't a Democratic issue. This is a Republican, Democratic, everybody issue, because we want people who can cast a vote legitimately to go and cast a vote. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure.
So tell me what happened. First of all, tell me what you're seeing. And we should say this, too, that you are helping to promote participation within the Hispanic Latino community, because you're the Texas State Director for Mi Familia Voter Education Fund. And you've been doing that for the last 15 years. So you've been working at this for a while. You're trying to really get the message out there. What have you seen happen this election cycle? What's going on with people trying to vote that are getting shut out?
Well, so let me start by saying that people need to realize that voting is the one thing that makes us all Americans. And I think that people need to realize that not all the countries have this opportunity to really choose the people that are going to be deciding the fate of our nation every single day. We're not only voting, of course, for president, but we're voting for city council people. We're voting for state of education people that are determining what we're learning at our schools, what goes into our textbooks, and so on and so forth. So the democracy that we have really does not work unless we, the people, define through our vote what is it that we want to see. So in that case, it's particularly outrageous when there are coordinated or concerted efforts that are trying to prevent people from voting. Now, let me rephrase that. You know, I don't know if the intention is to prevent people of color from voting or not, but that is the effect that it actually has. And I'm talking here of very different and complex issues. On the one hand, we have systematic and systemic efforts by some politicians that have been passing laws or trying to pass laws in several states, not only in Texas, that would have, and I'm not saying this, it's the courts that have said that would have a disproportionate impact not only on people of color, but also on the elderly and the young. So we can talk a little bit about that. But also, we have these other groups that are not necessarily affiliated with the government that are making every effort to try and prevent people from voting by intimidating them as they approach the polls and using other techniques.
Yeah, what are some of what are some of those techniques that you're saying the intimidation? What would be an intimidation tactic?
Well, so we know that under the guise of trying to protect the integrity of the vote, which of course we are all interested in,
yeah.
I mean, that's what makes America great. The fact that we have that we are a country of that is guided by the rule of law. So we all have the best interest to have the system work properly. But under that guise, what we have are specific groups that are presenting themselves as poll watchers. And what they do is that they start questioning voters as they approach the polling place. Now, this is illegal. People need to know that poll watchers are not supposed to be approaching you or talking to you or even questioning you at all. So just to give you an example, Monday morning, at the very beginning of early voting here in Texas, I had one of my organizers wearing her Mi Familia Vota t-shirt, and we're having this huge event where one of the schools is actually marching from the school to the church because that's where the polling place is, and they're going to go vote there. So my organizer once goes before everyone else just to make sure that everything is in place and that there will be no problem, and she tries to go into the polling place to vote. And immediately a poll watcher approaches her and says, you know what, you cannot come in wearing that t-shirt. And then she immediately says, okay, first of all, I want to see your ID. Who are you? And second, why am I not supposed to be using this? So in the end, I mean, long story short, it took her 45 minutes to be able to actually come in and vote. Now, this, of course, is a persistent organizer that knew her right. Now, can you imagine what would happen to someone that really doesn't know their right, that is just being approached? And again, I mean, she is Latina, and she's being approached by two older white Americans, poll watchers, that are approaching her. And of course, she didn't feel intimidated because she's an organizer. But
sure,
what would happen to a different person, right?
Right, absolutely. With the poll watchers, I'm glad that you clarify that so everybody listening realizes anywhere where you're listening to us, that shouldn't happen to you. And I can imagine with the elderly it would be the same thing. Maybe someone who's a little frail, they come in, it's an awkward thing as they're trying to maneuver to the polls, and boy, that would certainly make them nervous, I would assume. And especially, what if their English isn't as good?
That's correct. And you know, here in Texas, we have the advantage, in Harris County in particular, we have the advantage that, you know, the materials are not only in English and Spanish, but also now in Chinese for the very first time, you know, which is amazing. Now, you know, the people have the right to go in and vote, even if they are wearing promotional materials in their shirts, as long as they cover it. I mean, as long as they cover it, they have the right. But the most important thing is that sometimes if people, and I find this with new voters, that they are intimidated by the machines, the voting machines. They don't know how
sure.
to use it, even though it's extremely easy. I mean, people need to know that it is extremely easy. But they have the right to have someone walk with them to to the polling place. They can they go all the way to go with them so they can actually vote. They can actually take in a voter guide with them, you know, to remind them who they want to vote for, right? So sometimes the ballot is so long and it has so many, for example, in this case, bond issues that they don't want to remember, you know, how they want to vote on each one of these issues. So they actually can take in materials that they can use at the polling place.
Yeah. The I mentioned this at the top as I kind of glossed over your bio. You have a great background, but it would take half the show to talk about it, Carlos. And I guess that's the good news is that you're so involved. But the one line that I mentioned, and this is truer than ever about you. I've talked to several people about what you've done. You really have pushed that whole civic participation, as I called it. You know, get out there, be involved in the community. And you've done this for over 15 years. What have you found? Are you seeing that things are getting better and people are getting more involved and are having more of that pride in the country? And geez, I want to know my rights. I want to know what I could do, and I want to be involved in helping the community. Are you seeing it really grow up?
Well, you know, I think that one of the great things about this country is that we participate in civic organizations. And I think that several years ago, there was this book, Bowling Alone, that was presenting the issue that maybe we are not organizing ourselves into intermediate institutions any longer. I find that not to be true. I find that people are still connecting through their church, through civic organizations, through their unions, through all of these neighborhood associations. And that's where and how they are learning to engage civically. Now, something that really amazes me is that recent or new citizens, people that immigrated here and that have gone through a long process, you know, going through their residency and then eventually becoming citizens, mm-hmm. they actually vote at a higher rate than native-born Americans. So, you know, it actually makes them grow this pride in this country because it took them a lot of time to get there. Now, native-born Americans, as they start learning about the issues and how they affect them, not only do they start participating more at the ballot box, but also, you know, start getting more engaged in talking to their elected officials. And now with the explosion of the social media, you see them sending emails to their elected officials to the point where they're saying, you know what, we get it. Don't send emails anymore. We get it. You know, we hear you.
I think that's great. I love your point about that. There's nothing like going to a swearing-in ceremony, if you will, a citizen ceremony, and you really get swelled up. You see the pride. And so good for everybody that has gone through that. They know what it's like. They know that now they have the right to vote. And I say this all the time, Carlos, on my show. I've been to other countries, and I've seen what happens with the stuffing of the ballot boxes and whatnot. Even I covered a big election in Mexico with the PRI and Panistas in Chihuahua, and the people were just great, but the people knew there was, you know, you had guns and soldiers around, and you had some stuffing of the ballot boxes, and you wouldn't dare ask very many questions about that. So I think, you know, we live in a great country, and we realize we should have free and fair and decent elections, and people should be able to go and vote and not be intimidated, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that that's the point. We, all of us, need to do our part so that this democracy works. So if you are not educated enough, then learn more. If you haven't voted, then you need to go out and vote. I mean, today is the day. You need to do it, right?
Right.
But also, instead of creating these fantasies and monsters that there is voter fraud or through voter impersonation, mm-hmm. Really what we need to be doing is encouraging our fellow Americans to actively engage so that they can make their voices heard so that we can have a stronger America taking advantage of the wonderful diversity that we have as a country.
Well said. Carlos Duarte, Texas State Director of Mi Familia Vota, thanks so much for coming on, and I echo the same things you say. Go and vote, everyone. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you so much.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A big reminder for everybody listening to America Tonight. If you want to try to be a winner and you want to nail the score, week 8 in the NFL, oh how time flies, and nail the score coming up in our next show in our third hour. We do it for 3 segments. So you got to be hooked in during those 3 segments. I do not know what the game of the week is going to be. The computer will randomly pick it. Matty J is already, I'm sure he loves me. That's his rapper name. Matty J is working out so that he can pull the computer.
Better watch out. I'm deep in the streets.
Deep in the streets. He's doing everything he can so that he's in great shape to lift this computer the way you have to move it down the hallway and whatnot in the mothership, of course, of GCN in Minneapolis. And we let it roll, and whatever happens, happens. I have no say in what the game of the week is. Maybe you'll be a winner this time around. And what's so cool about it is you don't have to like football. We just have a little fun. We're just trying to have fun, right? So the game comes out. You say who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be, and maybe you'll nail it like Dave in Vermont did. Dave is going to boycott the show if he doesn't get his box soon. He won some swag, some serious swag, actually, from America Tonight. We just took forever waiting on one of the big surprises to come, and I can't say what it is or it would completely ruin it. So what are you going to do? Go on strike? No. And so he'll have that, and we'll have to hear from him. And then once he gets it, we'll let you know. And maybe you'll be the second person to get the swag bag from America Tonight. So don't forget, coming up, we'll be doing that thing again, the Nail the Score thing. It's so fun. It really is fun. We do it each and every week. You know, with football, there's all kinds of ways people get involved in fantasy football, or they do pools, and it's very... It seems like I'm saying this every year, but this may be the strangest year of all time. There are certainly some teams that are fired up and stoked about where they are, and there are others that are just completely shocked at where they are. We've already had the first casualty from the coaching ranks. Carolina fired their head coach after a dismal 1-5 start.
GM. Not the head coach.
GM, I'm sorry. They fired their GM after a 1-5.
Ron Rivera is still fighting for his job, but
he is.
If he doesn't turn things around quickly, he might be gone after this year.
I think he will be gone. They've talked about getting rid of him like for the past 2 years.
What a weird season they're having, too, with Cam Newton, who, if you look at last year, he was this year's RG3. He had this incredible rookie season, and then it's like... Everybody in the league figured out how to play him, and they haven't adapted it whatsoever, and he is just stinking up the joint this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and you know, in looking at other teams in the NFL and looking at I was looking at a preseason magazine. I just went back. I stuffed it in a drawer, went back to look at some of the predictions, and boy, the so-called sports pundits, I'm going to call them pundits, That's probably not the right word for it, but this is what they do for a living. I mean, they eat, sleep, breathe football, and they've done it for a long time. It just shows you how it's so random. There is no 100%. It's like predicting who's going to win the election. We can look at the polls. We can hear what our neighbors are saying. You know what you think, but there's no 100% in the game of guessing. Otherwise, then we'd be like Nostradamus, only with the serious money bags around us, because everybody would seek you out to tell them what was going to happen in the future. Not the hocus pocus places that you go to have somebody read your palm. You know, like the Giants, certainly, they won the Super Bowl last year, so it's not necessarily a shocker that they're 5-2 in their division. But if you look at, for example... I was doing this the other day when I was looking at polls. Well, the Panthers is the great example, being 1-5 in the South, in the NFC South. Looking at the AFC and looking at some of the teams that you thought would be there. I mean, even the Browns. I mean, look, they have had some brutal seasons, but 1-6, the Jags 1-5. The Texans, not surprised, 6-1, so maybe there are a few things you could have looked to where the teams, you thought the teams would be in a good position. And, you know, Minnesota, the Vikings, 5-2, they're in the NFC North, and they are competitive. The Bears are 5-1, Vikings are 5-2, the Lions are 2-4. They have Matt Stafford. Anyway, I don't want to go too deep into this football thing because I'm sure you're dying to find out what everybody wrote in this version of the mailbag. So without further ado, let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And we go to our first email. And our first email is from Max. And Max says, Kate, I hear you talking about the undecided voter, and I think I know some people in my own group who are undecided. And the reason they're undecided is for the reason that you said and have remarked on several times since you went to Tampa, that there are people that are so disgusted, so disillusioned, they're just not going to vote for anyone, so they're not going to go and vote this time around. They don't want to do it. I hear more of that than probably anything, too, but that also makes them perhaps undecided. And maybe at the last second they'll change their mind. Well, if you're running, you are running the entire time. Unlike France, where you can't publicly push in the last 2 weeks before an election, in the United States, right up to Election Day, you are pushing, you are stumping for votes, looking to make a difference in some of these bigger states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, the 106 counties in Virginia could be a big factor. Nevada's in play, absolutely. Here's one from Joe listening to us in Jersey. And Joe says, hey, Kate Delaney, I've been listening for a while. I've written you in the past, but not for a long, long time. You talk a lot about business. I like, in fact, the guy that you have on when you go back and forth about small businesses and things to look for and how to bounce back and have another kind of career. I think you're talking about Saul. He comes on with us twice a month. What do you think about what's happening on the stock market these days? Well, it's like a wild ride on a roller coaster that just never stops. The Dow really chunked on the day. On Tuesday, fell 243 points, and the companies with some of their earnings reports have been weak. So the forecasts now are a little bit different. So the quarterly reports are for really blue chip companies, big companies, haven't been so great. So Tuesday's plunge was probably one of the worst that we've had in a while on Wall Street. And it, you know, I always say it is legalized gambling. This is another area where there's no predicting what's going to happen. And you'll see some things bounce back and forth. That's why I'm not giving advice to anyone other than to say diversify, diversify, diversify. It's the safest way to play it these days. All right, here's one from Ronald. Boy, there's some new people. That's why I'm picking out some of these emails. Ronald, listening to us in Austin, Texas. America Tonight. Boy, looking at this election, you have to ask yourself the question, what is up with Barack Obama? I will tell you, I voted for him the first time around. Maybe I got caught up in all the hope and change, was disgusted by the banks too big to fail. But this time around, I asked myself, I don't even know who this guy is. After 4 years in the White House, he is an enigma to me, and perhaps that was his advantage the first time around. I don't think it will be the second time around. I think it will be his undoing. That's why I voted for Romney already. Here's one from Jake, also in Austin. Bayonets, bayonets, bayonets. You said it after it came out, after the last debate, that there are horses and bayonets. They use them in Afghanistan. Most people caught that comment, but I guess didn't realize that it really is true. If you look at the terrain of Afghanistan, it makes complete sense. Therefore, the comment by Obama doesn't really necessarily make sense whatsoever. Well, here's the thing. Off the cuff, it's when you're debating and you're going off the cuff, there is always that chance. That's why fact-checking is now a new art form. Everybody's fact-checking everything. I mean, down to the littlest thing Romney says or Obama says. In the end, how much will these debates be a factor in weighing somebody's decision on who they're going to vote for?
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.